even if it's for a moment, why does he hesitate? You know, we were always told in football and basketball, really in any sport that you play, if you hesitate, you're wrong. Right? You can't think about, well, was I supposed to do that or not? Because as fast as all games are, the moment that you hesitate, the play's already by you and you're done. And so what our coaches would tell us to do is make hard mistakes. Now again, I'm not telling you as a Christian to make hard mistakes, but the point was when you determine that you're going to do something, do it. Right? Do it with all your might and get there. Even if you end up being wrong, if you hesitate in the middle, you're always going to be wrong. And so when you make that decision, when you decide you need to go, and they would tell us that all the time. And here we find Lot hesitating. He's lingering. He knows he needs to go or that he should go, but there's something that's keeping him there. There's something that's causing him to hesitate. So what are those things? Why is he lingering? Why is he hesitating at this moment in time? Well, I think there's several reasons why maybe Lot lingered. And I want to go over some of those with you tonight. One of those reasons that we can apply to ourselves, I think, is that Lot had already made a poor choice. And so a bad choice is easy to make again when you've already made it once. Look with me at Genesis chapter 13. Genesis chapter 13, and we'll start in verse 5. Now Lot, who went with Abram, also had flocks and herds and tents, and the land could not sustain them while dwelling together, for their possessions were so great that they were not able to remain together. And there was strife between the herdsmen of Abram's livestock and the herdmen of Lot's livestock. Now the Canaanite and the Perizzite were dwelling in the land. Then Abram said to Lot, "Please let there be no strife between you and me, nor between our herdsmen and my herdsmen and your herdsmen. For we are brothers. Is not the whole land before you? Please separate from me. If to the left, then I will go to the right. If you to the right, then I will go to the left." And Lot lifted up his eyes and saw the valley of Jordan, that it was well watered everywhere. This was before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, like the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt, as you go towards Zoar. So Lot chose for himself all the valley of the Jordan, and Lot journeyed eastward, and they separated from each other. And so again, as we talked about earlier about making a bad choice and not including God in that plan and not saying, you know what, you know, where should I go? You know, should I go this way? Maybe Abraham or Abram at the time, maybe Abram is a little bit more grounded in his faith of God that he could probably, you know, maybe go to this place and not be as affected as I would. But he sees that this land is good and he says, "Oh, okay, uncle, I'll take this good land." And of course, Abram says, okay. But we find this to be a bad choice. Again, hindsight is 20/20, but we find it to be a bad choice. How often do we make bad choices because we've already made a bad choice? You go out drinking with your friends once, and they ask again, "Well, I went last time. I know I shouldn't go, and maybe I don't want to go, but I went last time, and if I don't go this time, then they're going to want a reason." And so we say, you know what, maybe it's just easier if I go. How many times has one lie had to turn into 10? Because you tell it once, and then somebody asks you again, and you say, "Oh, I told that lie last time, so if I tell the truth this time, they're going to know that I lied, so I better lie again so that they don't know that I lied the first time." And then what happens if somebody asks you again? "Well, I've already lied twice. Now if I tell the truth, they're going to know I lied twice. So I better lie again to make sure that I cover the first two lies." And we see how that can snowball. How often do we do the same thing that Lot? We hesitate, we linger in sin because we've made a bad choice previously. Instead of saying, "You know what? I'm sorry, I didn't tell you the truth last time. This is actually what happened." How often do we do that? Make a second bad choice because we've already made a first bad choice. And I think that's what Lot is struggling with, or one of the things that he's struggling with. And if he leaves now, he's having to admit, maybe I made a bad choice the first time. Maybe I shouldn't have come here or come this far. Maybe I should have, kept maybe from the cities because of the sin that they were in. Maybe Lot is hesitating and lingering because he's become so used to the sin that's going on there. Think about this. He's raised his family there. Back in Genesis chapter 13, where we just were, so Lot chose for himself all the valley of the Jordan, and Lot journeyed eastward. Thus they separated from each other. Abram settled in the land of Canaan, while Lot settled in the cities of the valley and moved his tent as far as Sodom. Now the men of Sodom were wicked and exceedingly and sinners against the Lord. This is the place that he has chosen to raise his family. Is this the place that we would choose to raise our family? Well, there's a good job there, right? There's more money there. Or the house that I really want is there. But can you serve God the way that you need to serve God at this place? We remember his wife looking back and being turned into a pillar of salt. And so it seems that she's even still lingering there a little bit while she's walking away, that at least part of her heart is still there. And you hear people all the time say, well, that's always going to be home because that's where I was raised, or that's where I raised my family. And so that's always going to be home. There's always going to be that special place in my heart for that particular place. And so I believe that Lot is struggling here because he's become used to that sin around him, and this is home to him.